I'd like to thank Mr. Jake Wyman for giving me the opportunity to share a few words with you on the parsha. Hi, my name is Shaya Fisher. I'm an assistant rabbi in Boise, Shaya in Flatbush. For those of you who are not familiar with Flatbush, that's a neighborhood in Brooklyn, New York. And I'd like to speak about the parsha. This week's portion is Parsha Eschanan. And there is a very well-known pasuk in this week's parsha, which can actually be found on the very first page in any siddur. Obviously, after the dedication page, the following page, you'll find at the end of Moed Ani, the Moed Ani concludes with the pasuk, Va'atem hadvekim v'Hashem Elokechem, chayim ulchemayim. And you, referring to the children of the Kla Yisrael, are dovok, we cleave, we are attached to Hashem, chayim kolchem hayoyim, and therefore we are among the living. We are considered chayim. Why are we chayim? Because we cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Almighty God. Now the question is, what does that mean that a Jew is dovok to Hashem? Many of us are familiar with this terminology of dvekus, to cling, to cleave to Hashem. What does that mean? How does a Jew come to cleave to Hashem? How does he attain it? And what does that mean that he cleaves to Hashem? And furthermore, the Arachayim HaKadosh, on this pasuk, famous Arachayim HaKadosh, Arachayim Ben Atat from Morocco, well-known commentary, he asked the following question. Why was it necessary for the Torah to say, Va'atem hadvekim v'Hashem Elokeichem? Wouldn't it have been sufficient to have merely referred to God with one name? It could have said, Va'atem hadvekim v'Hashem, right? V'Hashem. Why was it necessary to add that second name, to give God that second title, v'Hashem Elokeichem? Now, the Or HaChaim goes to explain based on the Rambam. Now, this is something the Or HaChaim will do from time to time. He'll take a law which is written and codified by the Rambam, and he'll give it some sort of homiletical meaning and interpretation to explain the pasuk in the Torah. Now he quotes the Rambam, which is actually the very first group of halachas, of laws that we find in the Rambam. It's called Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah. And in the sixth chapter, the Rambam begins with the following halacha. He says, Kol hama'abed shem min hashemos, meaning anyone who erases a name of Hashem, right? We all know that in the Torah, and even if one has a Gemara or any other Sefer, you'll find throughout the name of Hashem is mentioned. Now, if one were to go ahead and erase that name, he has transgressed the Torah violation. Where do we see that? The Rambam shows us that this transgression is derived from a pasuk in the coming week's parasha, Parashat Ekev. The pasuk says that when the Jewish nation is to enter the land of Israel, Eretz Yisrael, it says they will encounter many nations who served idols, avodah zarah. And what are they to do with those idols? The pasuk tells us, "V'ibatem eshemam min hamakom ahu." You shall erase their names from that place, meaning from Eretz Yisrael. And then the pasuk continues there, Lo sa'asun kein la'ashem elokechem. One shall not do that to our God. From which the Gemara understands that there is a total prohibition for one to go ahead and erase the name of Hashem. The Torah is telling us we should erase the name of the idol. And at the same time, warning us that if one would erase the name of Hashem, he is transgressing a Torah violation. Now the Rambam explains some of the laws surrounding this violation. And he says that not only would one transgress this violation if he erases the name of Hashem itself, in addition to that, we find many times in the Torah that there are additions that we find to Hashem's name. For example, you'll find the word Hashem will have the prefix abeis or lamed. It will say ba-Hashem or la-Hashem. Similarly, the name Elokim that Hashem has will sometimes be given the suffix Elokecha, like the famous pasuk, V'yahavta es Hashem Elokecha, or the word can have the suffix Elokechem. Now here the Rambam says there is a distinction between a suffix and a prefix. The Rambam states, Kohan nitva l'shem, anything which is added on to the name of Hashem milafanav, before the name, meaning it was added as a prefix, mutter lemocho, it is permitted to erase that prefix. Of course, without erasing the name of Hashem itself. However, v'chol hanitva l'shem me'acharov, anything which is added to the name of Hashem after his name, kagon, for example, he gives the chaf, like we mentioned, the chaf of Elokecha, there's that extra chaf added to the name of Hashem, or a chaf and a mem, which we find in the word Elokechem, there is a suffix added to the name. Vir, the Rambam says, Einam nimchakim, they are not permitted to be erased, v'harei hein kishar osio shel shem, and they have the status of the name of Hashem itself. So the Rambam is teaching us an important halacha. Not only may one not erase the name of Hashem, but he may not erase any added letter that was added at the end of Hashem's name. A letter that was added before the name, that may be permitted, that does not have the kedusha, the sacredness of the name of Hashem. However, any letters that are added afterward, that has the kedusha of the name of Hashem. And of course, the question begs, what is the difference between a prefix and a suffix to the name of Hashem? However, based on this halacha in the Rambam, the Or HaChaim gives us a fascinating explanation of the pasuk that we began with. It says, V'atem hadvekim b'Hashem Elokechem chayim kolchem hayom. Now the Or HaChaim says, how does a Jew cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? How does he cleave to him? How does he attach himself? If he were to attach himself, like we are mentioning, that there's a concept of attaching letters to the name of Hashem. So if one were to add himself to the name of Hashem, to Hashem himself, similar to a prefix, he said that would not be sufficient. Because the prefix of Hashem's name does not assume the same kedusha as the name of Hashem himself. Like we see that if it would be to be erased, person has not violated any transgression. Now, it's interesting to note that the name Hashem, which the Pasuk quotes here, Ra'atem Hazekim B'Hashem, does not have any suffix attached to it here, nor in any place in the Torah. It is impossible to add a suffix to the word Hashem. That name that Hashem has, Yud and a Hey and a Vav and a Hey, never comes along with a suffix. Only with a prefix. Bahashem, Lahashem, Kahashem with a chaf. We find prefixes, but a suffix we do not find. Says the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, that if the Torah were merely to tell us, Va'atem Hazekim Hashem, that we should cling and cleave to Hashem, that would not suffice. That would not give us the essence of Dveikus Bahashem. What the Torah wants to tell us is that if one wants to cleave to Hashem, he must cleave in a manner that the Kedusha of Hashem Yisbarach penetrates him to the extent that he assumes the Kedusha of Hashem Yisbarach. How is that? V'atem hadvekim b'Hashem Elokechem. You need that word Elokechem to show us that has the suffix after the name of Hashem. And like the Rambam rules that when you have additional letters at the end of Hashem's name, then those letters assume the same status as the name of Hashem himself. So we cling to Hashem not as a prefix to Hashem, but rather as a suffix. And we assume that same kedusha like Hashem has. Now, the question remains. How does one attain this level of dveikus? How does one attain the level of dveikus that the kedusha of Hashem penetrates the person? That how should a person attain this level that he's inspired through the kedusha which radiates through his dveikus b'Hashem? And of course, the question we mentioned before, that the Rambam differentiates between the prefix and the suffix. Why is that? Why is it that if you add a letter to the beginning of Hashem's name, that letter does not assume the holiness and the sacredness of the name of Hashem? While when a person adds, when we write and add a letter at the end of the name, then that letter will assume the Kedusha of the name of Hashem. I think, perhaps, the answer lies in the words of the Rambam himself. When you examine the Rambam, his language is as follows. He says, when one adds a word at the end of Hashem's name, Einam nimchakim, they are not permitted to be erased. V'harei heim kishar osio shel shem, and they have a status like the other letters of Hashem's name itself. Why is that? The Rambam gives an explanation. Mipnei shehashem mikachem. That is because the name of Hashem itself gives sacredness and holiness to those letters. What I think the Rambam means is as follows. If a person is just merely going to add letters to Hashem's name, those letters don't have the Kedusha. They don't have the sacredness of the name of Hashem. However, once the name of Hashem has already been written, the name of Hashem is there already. The Kedusha is here. It's in front of us. It has been written. It has come to realization. It has come to actuality. Then anything which is added as an attachment thereafter, that will assume the Kedusha. And I think here lies the key to Dveikus Hashem. How does one attain Dveikus Hashem? The answer is, like the Rambam is telling us, put Hashem first. Put His name first. When we put His name first, then the Kedusha of Hashem permeates us. It is here in front of us before anything we do or anything we'd like to accomplish. Hashem is already in the picture. We've put Him into the scene. Then anything we'd like to accomplish will merit a tremendous siyata d'shmaya. We all encounter so many times during our lives a question. We have our own things we'd like to accomplish and other things that we know, mitzvot and the study of Torah and other good deeds that maybe should take precedence. Of course, we all fulfill the Torah. We all do the mitzvot. But sometimes we are faced with two options in front of us. And the question is, which one do we do first? Which one do we put in front of the other? And here the Rambam tells us, we want to merit success in life. We want to merit dveikut in Hashem. What should we do? We put Hashem first. Because when we put Hashem first, then all our actions and everything we do thereafter will be totally permeated with the Kedusha of Hashem Yisbarach. And that's what the Pasuk means. V'atem ha-dveikim b'Hashem Elokeichem. We attach ourselves to Hashem, not merely like Hashem, just the name of the Yud and the Hey and the Vav and the Hey, but with Elokeichem, like the Orach Chaim says, with the suffix that Hashem is there first, everything in our lives, He's there first, and then we come to take care of our own business. Then, with that, we can truly merit the conclusion of the pasuk, Chayim Kulchem Hayom. We'll have a tremendous success in life and a siyata d'shmaya in everything we do. Hashem will help us. And I thank you all for tuning in, and I thank you for listening, and I wish you a wonderful Shabbat.